I think also the when we were on our way to find the special language for this duo, because we are also playing in different groups, but when we got the idea that it would be maybe also nice to play in duo, we first played a concert, and we played in the same way as we are playing in the other bands, but just the others were in our minds, and this was not really working. And then we said, okay, now we really have to go deeper and go to the really essence of the thing. And then sometimes, maybe also because of the how we compose, when you listen to music or to a tune, sometimes one thing is really the thing what keeps your attention. If it's the dynamic, is it the sound, is it the melody, which is just beautiful? It's always something different. And when you really focus on this, and this is the sense for me from this piece, and then I took this memory from any other tunes, so, okay, really important is that the melody is just beautiful. And then I said, Lisa, let's do something with a great melody. And I think then we can do whatever we want, because when the melody is really so strong, then you can do whatever, because the melody is the melody. In other case, it was just an atmosphere, something, a soundscape, and okay, we could improvise with this, but when we have this soundscape with our instruments, it's just magic, or the dynamic, or whatever. But when you really go to the essence, then you also get to know much more about music and about how the audience will listen and how you would listen to it. And this is really nice to have it on the bottom.
And we try to build a long story about along over the whole tune, so the listeners are really following the whole tune, and some surprises in it, so it's always
we think
a lot about what are we thinking, what we are thinking now in this improvisation. We are thinking about attacks, terror attacks, or war, and screaming people, and this in mind helps you to build the music for the listeners.
A piece already or pieces inspired in this terrible pandemonium we are going through, called pandemic.
No, but I think it's maybe working in our minds, because now everybody has, I think, a lot of time to compose, and there are a lot of CDs and songs. But I think maybe in 2 years there will be another mindset, and maybe then it's because it's now we are inside of this. I don't know.
Yeah, but one thing, maybe we traveled to Romania, and there we worked together a few weeks ago with a singer, and we talked a lot about the pandemic with her and how it felt for her and for us, and we composed together a tune, and I think it's quite inspired by the pandemic also, maybe in the...
Because after Rue, our program, which we are playing now, we would like to make something different with Sound Collector. This will be the next program, and the idea was, it was also before the plan was before the pandemic, but it's about to go to other countries and to make cooperation with musicians there, or with one musician, and to compose together. The first was Romania, and to really go much deeper, because we were touring a lot and playing on festivals, but it was always like we are going there, playing in a European festival, and then going somewhere else. And then we said no, in the duo would be really great, because we discovered our language of us the last 3 years, and now maybe it would be nice to to make it with a culture, a different culture, with musicians. And maybe now the reason, because of the pandemic theme, maybe this is one thing everybody has now in common. And this was also kind of, okay, how you feel. Maybe the tune is then not about the pandemic, but you can. Everybody is in the same boat.
Mm.
And this is kind of also when you talk with a festival organizer or owner of locations, everybody has an opinion and you can talk about it. And maybe we are also kind of more together.
Yes,
we had to make it now the Sound Collector project, because the next one is in Tehran with a female choir, and it's really forbidden there for women to sing in front of people, but in choir it's kind of okay. But now we also try to compose via video and exchange ideas and then record separately but have one tune together. And maybe, hopefully, one day we can go there and play together also. Yeah.
You will be awesome in Mexico.
Sorry,
what is the message you intend to pass, to convey through your music?
I think we are kind of really a storyteller. We are.
I would say the same, yeah. This is. Each song should be as big a story, and people should find their own pictures to the songs. I think this is the.
Yeah, and I think also what I really like in this project, because we are always using some special techniques and developing new sounds, and I think for kind of listeners which are not so into experimental jazz, sometimes maybe a bit abstract, but in this case, because we are really so or we try to really focus on this essence of the thing and on the story, that some people who maybe never would go in some experimental concerts are telling us after, oh, okay, I was really never bored and I was really into it. And I think this is really nice to combine all these techniques and something really abstract with some ideas and some melodies and some ways to use them, which are really also really nice for listeners who are not so into this normally. And this I really like.
Yeah.
Now, in regards to the Austrian jazz, your Austrian jazz composers, musicians, do you believe there's an Austrian jazz? And if so, what makes you believe there's an Austrian jazz? Like, you have Nordic jazz. You hear and you say, hey, Nordic. I'm not looking for labels, but to have this whatever that gives this identity, this touch, this taste of Austrian jazz. Do you think so?
I think it's maybe because I really know what you mean with Nordic jazz, and so this is also always a example for when I'm talking about, oh, there is also kind of a European jazz, a real European jazz, and not always the American jazz, but also the European jazz is completely different in Turkey, in Spain, and whatever. But when you're middle in Austria, maybe it's really difficult to say, because I don't know really.
It's easier for people who are outside Austria
to
explain what is the typical Austrian jazz music.
I think a kind of movement was, but I think in whole Europe, that there are really jazz bands and not just one musician, and each band has an own sound. And
the band sound,
and this is the quality maybe from the European jazz and from Austrian jazz, because you just, okay, this is a great band, but this is the band, and this is the band, and this is the project. And all the projects also today, the sound is their sound, and they worked on it, and it's not just one and one and one, it's really the band thing. And This is maybe the thing what changed.
When I just got to know your music and now live, it's like a trip, it's like a journey. And if I didn't close my eyes because I was with the camera and so on, but if you close your eyes, I can see that you see landscapes, you see images. And several moments I felt very animalistic, very nature and animals, the cry of nature. And that's what I felt.
This is
very subjective.
The best
description.
Yeah.
You cope with that?
Yeah, and I think because it's... Or for me, is one goal to really open up and open really on stage and not just being behind a mask. It's not easy always, and it's also
sometimes quite intimate. This kind of music, because it's very personal. The stories we are telling, and most of them.
Yeah, and when you really go over the line, it's also you're kind of naked anyhow, and this is. But then you're really kind of, the audience kind of, sometimes they reflect it in more than you expected, because you're opening, and this is the best moment, because we are kind of together, but also the audience is with us, and this always just happens. Also, this I really like in free playing, or because you are so in the moment, and they're,
we are very focused on each other.
Yeah.
So that's the kind of thing I really love on this band, because you have just one person and you focus the whole concert on
each other. Yeah.
On each other. But the goal is also to integrate the audience into this
dialogue.
Dialogue, mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it's always a dialogue. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of things are... There is always a big story around it, and it's very detailed, the compositions, but there are also some rooms for improvisation, and always there are surprises.
There has to be the free fall.
You do that every concert, right? You have your basis, and then boom comes the experiment. So
things happen.
The here and now. It will never happen the same again. That's a beautiful communication.
It's quite energetic.
Intertwined.
Because then you're really there.
And I love that it's very
That was
the
really
body
magic.
Is very
your concert
rocking down.
Yeah, that was really really awesome. What will be your message for jazz lovers, like in my case, a guy that doesn't know or a girl doesn't know nothing about the process of making music, ignorance of music, but lovers, really passionate about jazz or music? And what will be your message for girls, guys that are on the way to one day be like you were today on a stage, and maybe one day recording the first album, so students, musicians to be, what will be your message?
Trust yourself and your feeling. When you feel that the music is right what you are playing, or when you're searching, it's also okay really to search. But then when it feels good, it doesn't matter if it's pop, it's rock, it's metal, it's jazz, it's improvised, it's experimental, or just the cheesiest thing. But when you are happy, the audience will love it. And this is the main thing.
Yeah.
And when you love it, then...
Yeah. Be authentic. Be yourself on stage. Because, everybody's an individual, and people want to have individuals in front of you. And hear your voice on the instrument.
And for the fans or people like me that didn't know you, were not your fans but will become your fans, or are already your fans because of listening to you, what will you say to these people?
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, and for supporting us by being in the concert, listening to this.